You are now locked in to another episode of the Real Soulful Podcast with Joe Wrights.
But yeah, man, summer's here. Summer's fast upon us. It's gonna be a good one. You looking forward to it?
Yeah.
You got any plans? Any big plans for the summer?
Holidays.
Just mostly holidays. You're trying to travel.
I'm flying out next week.
Boy, women and holidays. The stuff I've been seeing online. God, have mercy.
This is not the time to be booed up. Yeah, it's time to be single.
Sorry.
This is single summer.
Excuse me.
Single summer.
Come again.
For both males and females, it's single summer. We need.
I don't know why you're preaching this on the pod. Some people are trying to get loved up, and you're here saying it's single summer. Do you want to elaborate on why you think that? Do you want to elaborate why you think that? Why it's supposed to be a single summer? I'd like to know.
I just feel like, you know, we need to be outside and you can't have anyone to hold you back. That boyfriend that's telling you stay home.
What is going on here?
You need to have fun. You know what I mean?
Wow. Does somebody break your heart? Is that where this is coming from?
Me.
I'm asking.
No.
Are you sure? 100%.
Impossible. No one can get that close.
Oba says she's outside. Boy, big girl, be careful, man. The stuff I've been seeing, women going on holidays. Scandalous. Cancun is like one.
I'm going Cancun.
Oh my god. Hey. Right. Okay. How long are you gone for?
A week. I feel like it's long, but it's my sister's birthday.
Oh, my days. Yeah. Interesting. Have you been seeing the stuff online that's been going on with people traveling?
Yeah, like men cheating on their girlfriends.
It's the opposite way. There was women cheating on their boyfriends. Yeah, let's get that correct.
This, I think I saw it on the Shade Room. There was this guy, and I think, I don't know if, was the girl getting married or something?
Oh, I don't know about this one. I ain't seen this one. The one I saw was a girl, she was in her hotel room, and the guy was calling her. Her boyfriend was calling.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, her boyfriend was calling, and obviously the guy that she had slept with was the one picking up the phone and recording it.
First of all, why is your phone not on you at all times?
First of all, that's what you're worried about.
If you have a man and you're cheating, your phone needs to be in your hand. What are you doing? Like, even if you're like having sex, your phone needs to be in your hand. You need to know where your phone is.
Said protect your phone men. At all times.
You can't trust men. And see what happened. You recorded her.
Jesus Christ, man. After God, fear women.
Fear men.
You know, it should be feared, bruv. You're going on holidays to be cheating. It's well, Sha. It's all right.
Single summer.
It's okay. So if you was in a relationship and your boyfriend told you that you couldn't travel, do you think that would be problematic for you? Or you didn't like the idea of where you were going? So like party holidays or Cancun.
But who are you to tell me if I can go on holiday or not?
Yeah, but this is something that you're heavily invested
in. Okay, we're in a relationship. Doesn't mean you can tell me where to go and where not to go.
What if he's not happy with the fact?
You need to deal with it.
You know the nature of the holiday.
I will reassure you. I'm here to reassure you.
That same girl that reassured her boyfriend, what happened?
She's not me. I'm a big reassurer.
Have you ever been in a situation like that though, where someone's told you that you couldn't go here or wasn't happy about where you're going? Ish.
Yeah, but I wasn't in a relationship.
Okay, you know, just seeing each other kind of thing.
Yeah. So I feel like you can't really do much.
Where did it come from though? Why did he feel that way?
I feel like he was very insecure though.
Why? What was the reason?
I don't know, because I'm an extrovert.
You know when people say they're extrovert, it kills me, you know.
Why?
I don't know. For some reason, I don't know why it just kills me when people say they're extrovert. But yeah, go on first.
Yeah, because I'm an extrovert, so I'm very social. So I go out, I meet people, I just socialize, I'm friendly.
And he doesn't like the idea. One time
I basically went out with him.
What did you do, bro?
We just went out to like a club event. Like, it was me, him, and his friend. And then we met some of his other friends there.
Okay.
And like, I was just socializing, being nice, and he just took it the wrong way.
What were you doing that was nice? Please elaborate.
I was talking to his friends and people around us, and he felt a type of way.
Obviously, me personally, I don't ever think there's anything wrong with that, but I feel like there's consensus with some guys. They prefer, not that their girls shouldn't really say much, but it's like whenever like you're in a circle with their friends, it's more so, I don't want to say hush hush, but you've got to just move a certain way. Like, you can't do too much and you can't do too little. It's got to be like a right bang in the middle kind of balance.
Yeah, but he was just like insecure because I felt like some guys were trying to chat to me and they could see like I'm literally with a nigga. A nigga's right here. And like I would tell them like nah. And can you deep this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I went to the toilet. The same guy that was trying to talk to me before I went to the toilet saw me when I came out the toilet and he was trying to chat to me and I was like, I'm here with someone.
Yeah.
Me not knowing this guy's somewhere pre me speaking to this guy and he's getting pissed off like, why are you trying to chat to the guy? I literally came out the toilet, the guy's standing right there.
Oh, you went to him to talk to him?
No, the guy was lurking around where I couldn't see him and he was preying me and the guy trying to chat to me and he thought I was trying to talk to the guy. That's really insecure.
Niggas, bro.
You need to do, but that's why it's SS. It's single summer. We just need to unassociate.
You should be flattered. You know why sometimes I feel like some niggas are insecure? Because the women that, okay, I don't want to shit on the person you was with, but do you believe that you guys were equally yoked? Because sometimes some guys look at some of the women they get with and they feel like, this can't be me, boy.
He
but
was just short.
They, sorry?
Huh?
What? Mm-hmm. What did you say?
You said something.
No, what did you say?
No, but I feel like you were saying something before.
No, I would like to know what you just said, because what the hell are you talking about? What did you say? This is twice now on the pod that someone has done this, you know?
I said...
He was what?
Men are just men, do you know what I mean?
No, I heard something about height.
Okay.
What did...
The only thing that... He was short. That's it. There's nothing else for him are to you be feeling, insecure
what,
about.
Is that where his insecurities came from? Him being small? Was he smaller than you or just this?
Oh no, he wasn't smaller than me. I'm 5'6". He was like 5'8", 5'9".
So he's not short then.
Yeah, so what do you call that? Anyone under 6 foot is considered short.
Don't do that. That's the average height of a...
Don't do that.
Are you all right?
Average height.
The average height of a male is 5... No, it's not. It's 5'7". That's the UK average height of a man.
Okay, so technically, average height.
So technically he's tall. That's not the UK female average height.
Technically he's tall.
Based on the average, yeah. If the average is 5'7", he's 5'9", he's considered tall. He's in the tall category.
Anyways, apart from that, he was okay. Like, apart from that, gorgeous guy. Nice face.
So why didn't it work? The insecurities?
Yeah, it was just too much. It was just a lot.
Insecure. I feel like that's a lot of things that women highlight a lot of times about like senior insecurities. Like certain things.
And I don't
things.
Like that. Like, I just thought I'm reassuring as well. And I like to be
Reassuring. But do you feel like you do certain things that you might be doing and you don't know that to the naked eye it looks
like
a certain
he
way.
Blocked me once because I was out and my friend was having an after party and I went to the apartment and I must have snapped Shisha and a TV.
Oh god.
And he was like,
What time was this?
At like 3 a.m.
Oh, fucking hell.
And then he
blocked
me. Like, he
what the hell
me.
Is this, bro?
What, I'm out.
Your babes is out at 3 a.m.
First
there's Shisha, there's flat screen TV, AP. I'll be real, that's recipe for disaster still.
That's insecurity.
I'm saying that's the mindset of every guy. Obviously, to get over that insecurities, you've got to be a different type of guy. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, just first glance, someone that you're very, very invested in, 3 a.m., Shisha, AP, flat screen TV. God, what's going on here, bro?
That's why I just prefer to be single because men just, the conclusions and jumping is just rest. Like, he literally deleted me off Snap, everything. He was like, I have to protect myself. Protect yourself from what? I was literally out. It was a party. And it was my friend's after party as well.
Fair
and I was at his house.
Fair. I hear sometimes insecurity, like this is what I'm going to say actually. I hear sometimes insecurities come, like they stem from the fact that maybe he feels like he wasn't good enough, or maybe he feels like out of the two, like if people look at you, like you two as a couple, you can clearly see who's like, I wouldn't say he's the better looking couple because he's
just because he's short. I feel like,
hey, I'm not going to lie, we're banning that word.
There's nothing, the only thing, normally, I have a preference, okay? I like tall guys.
What's
That's
your preference?
Me.
What's tall to you? Six up.
6 foot plus. But 6'2" upwards is just perfect. No, 6'1", 6'2"
So
upwards.
How did we end up with Mr. 5'9"? Because clearly
know.
It's not about height for you then.
No, do you know what? I don't know. We just met up and it clicked
at the time.
It clicked. Like, he was just nice vibe, money, just nice vibe.
Ah, good.
Just a nice guy.
Nice vibe, money, nice vibe.
Nice face as well. He had a beard, my type, dark. Do you know what I mean? So it just made sense.
It made a lot of sense.
Right, but right, that's done now anyway. So
insecurities, bro. It'll fucking kill you, man.
And I really liked him, I can't lie.
So then why did you not reconcile?
It was just too complicated. There's so many things.
I hear it. Sometimes when it's a bit too much, you just have to let it go. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, women on holidays, I'll be real. Cancun is coming like one trap right now, man. Everybody's out there. It's crazy. But I feel like, yeah, going on holiday is not really a thing. That's not really a problem. Like, if I was in a relationship where I've seen somebody and they went on holiday.
Have you been on a vacation before?
I've never been on a vacation before, actually. Have you?
No.
You sound like you want to go.
I do.
I thought it was SS.
When Philly's like, oh, how's a vacation?
Oh, my days, bro.
So cute. I want to, but like, for me, if I'm going on holiday with a guy, it needs to be someone that I really fuck with.
I hear it.
We don't have to be in a relationship, but like, I have to really like
you. Have
you.
To really like it to go on holiday.
Because I'm
going
to stay in the same room
as you. I hear a lot of people argue when they're on holidays though. Like when they go overseas, they just argue bare for some reason. That's the way it is.
At least we're arguing in another country. I don't care. You know what I mean?
Anyway, but the UK.
Because I know how it is for me when I'm speaking to a guy. But like, I want to know how it is for you. Like when you're speaking to a girl, like what are you looking for? Like, what's the...
I'll be real. Depends what you're there for still.
Okay. You're speaking to a girl. You want to take her serious. Like, what is it?
She's just got to meet your non-negotiables, I guess. Like,
what's your non-negotiables?
What are my non-negotiables?
Yeah.
First and foremost, she's got to be a God-fearing. That's important. Amen. Religion's
are you Christian?
Yeah. Religion is a big aspect for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not the most religious, but I would like somebody who is.
Knows there's a God, believes in God.
At least,
there's
please. A higher power. Just be God-fearing and know that. Be conscious of God. Funny is a big one for me. Like, yeah. I can't be around.
That's hard to find in men as well. You know, we're funny.
You think you lot are funny? You think women are funny?
I know I'm funny.
Can women stop coming on the pod and saying they're funny, please?
No, I'm funny because you don't need to tell me you're funny.
If it was funny, I would know you're funny.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing.
I actually.
You haven't deeped it yet, but it's coming. Settle down.
But yeah, funny, I would say, is a big one for me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it's a non-negotiable. Like, if she's not funny, if she's like, if there's no banter,
there has to be some sort of banter.
Yeah, like, if there's no banter at all, yeah, that can't run. But I think the top three for me is probably non-negotiable. Non-negotiable for me is probably God-fearing. Like, that's a must. I would say, what's another one that's like a really, really, really non-negotiable for me?
I know there's one that I feel like is non-negotiable for you guys, but you haven't said it yet.
Me? Go on.
Like knowing how to cook.
That's not a non-negotiable.
Oh, I love that.
That's not crazy. If she can't cook, if she can't cook, it's like cooking is something that you learn. Like 100%, something that you learn, innit? But I don't know, man. She's got to be quick to learn, man. I'll be real.
Yeah,
it's got to get good fast.
You lot have been seeing each other, right?
It's got to get good fast.
Well, if you lot have been seeing each other, you've gone out on dates, whatever, you go over to hers and she cooks, yeah?
Yeah.
And you don't like it. Would you feel some type of way?
That's a one-off. If I didn't like it right then and then, I'd have to tell her that the food wasn't... Is this the first time I'm meeting her?
Not the first time you're meeting her, first time she's cooking for you.
And the food wasn't good?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Yeah, I might have to
cut her off.
No. I might have to. I wouldn't say lie, but I try and dumb it down a little bit, just not to hurt her feelings. But if it was terrible, I have to tell her, man. You can't serve that to anybody else. What's going on? You can't serve that to anybody else. No way. But no, I don't think that's a non-negotiable 100% because that's something you can learn.
Yeah.
I would say somebody who is not materialistic, actually. That's a very big non-negotiable for me still. Like, I don't like people that are very, very, like...
But gift giving, that's a love language.
No, but materialism in the sense where, like, you idolize things, like, you, like, not having luxury in your life...
It's a problem.
I can't do that. Because I feel like it's nice to want nice things and everybody should be entitled to want nice things. Like, you work hard for it, you should be able to treat yourself. But feeling like your life isn't something... Without luxury, it's crazy.
It's socials.
That's exactly. That's
social media.
It's the world we're in now. So those two, I think, are like the big ones for me. I wish I could think of more, but off to my head, that's what I got.
Have you seen anyone?
Am I seeing anyone? Not at the moment, no. Why? Yeah.
Just asking. I'm curious.
Fair enough. Nobody ever asked me about my relationship life with the pod.
Really?
Ever?
Nah. Fast.
You know what's so crazy? A lot of people feel like I should be more open. Like, people know I tell stories and stuff.
But you're not seeing anyone.
Is anyone seeing me? Is that you're gonna ask me?
Yeah.
No, women, bro. What's wrong with them, man?
But I mean,
no one is seeing me.
So no one can say that I'm talking to.
No, nobody can say that.
Okay.
No one can say that. Why do you lot do this all the time? I'm good.
Because I know men.
And what do you know of men?
I know your gender.
You can't just take us for our word. What's going on?
No. No.
See the life we're
But you know, I'm going to take you because
you should.
She's going to know. She's going to know. So I'm going to take you for it.
What are your non-negotiables then? Something that is a no-no. Or if they don't have it, it's a no-no, should I say?
Communication, of course.
Yeah, you said that already. Yeah.
I feel like banter as well. Funny, but like banter.
You just gotta be able to
I feel like we have to have banter. We have to have a few things in common. I don't really like learning new things about people that much.
What's wrong? Genuinely. What's wrong with this girl?
That's why I feel like I can't be with a Caucasian man because I don't have time and I don't.
No, but even if you're the same race as you, you'd have to learn things about them. I don't know.
Yeah, I want to learn things about you, but I really want a connection at first. Like, I want us to have things in common. Do you know what I mean?
What kind of things in common?
Just in general, like maybe if it's like culture, TV, music, stuff like that.
Okay.
Like, I just like, it's like, if you don't fuck with the same music I fuck with, I'm like,
oh. What's your music they say?
It depends what genre.
What kind of things do you listen to?
I listen to a lot. So R&B, obviously.
What's your favorite rap. Genre? Do you have a favorite genre?
I don't know.
Not at all.
It has to be between Afrobeats and like American rap.
Okay. Big Afrobeats.
Because I'm a big Afrobeats person. Do you know what's so funny? When I'm with like my proper Nigerian friends and they're listening to Afrobeats, I'm like, fucking hell, play American music. But if I'm with my UK friends, it's like, play Afrobeats.
Why is it like that? I don't know.
But I'm a both. I'm like a very...
Yeah, I'll be real with me. Yeah, I can't even lie to you. Like, I can't listen to Afrobeats for too long. I'll be so real. Like, as much as born and raised in Nigeria, bro, like, I give myself at least a good two hours, like, personally, myself. Yeah. After that, nah, man, I can't.
Of course, 2 hours, that's a long time.
But yeah, I can't do that, man.
I love Afrobeats, but it's not like I'll be listening to it.
Because I've got friends who, like, that's the bag, like, Monday to Sunday, they can listen to
that. No, that's too much.
Yeah, see.
I need to throw American music. That's what I mean. Afrobeats, American music.
Yeah, like, that's the kind of stuff.
Right now, for me in America, Lil Baby.
Are you like Lil Baby?
He's doing it for me right now.
Yeah, Lil Baby, he's doing the swing stuff everyone. But I'm more old school, though, so.
Okay.
And I like a lot of alternative stuff as well. It's like Nux. He's really good. Why you
bring alternative?
Yeah, is he not alternative? He's rap, but he's.
Who?
Nux.
You?
You've never heard of Nux?
Who? When?
What, you heard of Lil Sims?
Yeah, she's UK.
Yeah, so she's like she would be. She's still rap, but I mean, some people might put her in the alternative category. But yeah, like a lot of like old school rap, like is what I grew.
Who's
up
your favorite UK artist? This is gonna like make or break our friendship.
My favorite, like my personal fave, is got to be between Potter and. I would say Huss, but Huss hasn't released much. So it might be between either Potter Huss or Potter and Digger still. I really like what Digger's doing right now.
Really?
Yeah. Like my favorite right now, like someone that I definitely Digger D still.
That's cute.
Like. He's very, very he does a lot of like me for me personally, anyways. Yeah. I think he's very versatile in the way he goes about his music. But if it's not Potter. Because I like again, Potter's like a
I love Potter.
He's like a he reminds me of like old school, like actual rap, like people that
because he raps about what he's been through.
Not even that, and also just like the style in which he does it is very much like actual lyricism, like his core rap, like that's kind of stuff.
Yeah, I fuck with Potter.
Yeah, so that's
my favorite.
Who's your favorite?
Has to be Huss, but he's pissing me off because Huss is
banging. Huss,
niggas,
and it's summertime as well. Like niggas need you right now,
MIA,
bro.
Like.
But that's the thing. That's like, for example, that's like Kendrick. Like a lot of these kind of artists, they take their time. They go out.
You fuck with Kendrick?
Kendrick's an amazing artist. One of my faves.
I don't really...
Nah, that's not
I've heard some of his songs, but I don't actively listen to him.
So, American-wise, who do you like? Apart from Baby, you told me already. He's on your list.
Gunna, Free Gunna. Free Fug. Free Gunna, Free Fug. Bryson. I like old Bryson, though.
Okay, Fez.
Brent.
Fires is good.
There's
like
a
it.
Lot
He's
of
good.
People. I just, I don't know.
Are you into R&B?
Summer Walker.
Summer's good. Summer's good.
I love you. Summer Walker.
Summer's
okay.
good. Summer's good. Love yeah, she's Summer. On the Kendrick album. You might want
to
check that.
Okay, I might have to listen to her song then. If she's there, I'll listen to her.
I'm going to check out the track still.
A Boogie. Love A Boogie. Roddy.
Like A Boogie?
Yeah, I love me some A Boogie, Roddy.
Okay.
Queen Nige is doing her thing still. I like.
Well, I can't remember the last time I listened to Queen Nige.
Her is hard.
Her's good.
Her on anything, even with like rappers.
Her's really good. She can put a track together.
From
still.
Young as well, she's been doing it from like baby as
she
well.
She can put a track together still.
Who else is there?
I'm gonna have to check out your playlist, man. I'll be real.
My playlist.
I'll have to see what you're saying and see what your playlist is.
I don't
is
really have a playlist like that. I'm so boring.
So how do you listen to your music then? You just search artists and listen.
But playlist is like you creating.
Yeah, you making your own playlist.
I don't have a playlist.
What kind of music right? doesn't have a playlist? What's going on?
I might have to make one. That the is only insane. Playlist I have is the Afrobeats playlist, but it's.
So yeah. Like when you want to listen to music, what do you do? Do you go and search
like
the artist?
Like songs or search the artist?
Oh, you don't have a playlist. Terrible. I have to give you a playlist then.
Well, what do you want? Though?
What's wrong?
Give me some alternative. You right?
You give up? I'll give you a good playlist. That's kind
of are cool. You sure?
Yeah, so. That's fine. But yeah, man, summer's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be banging.
Hopefully it competes to my last summer. Because my last summer.
Yeah, you were saying, good. What happened with your last summer?
It
that was so amazing.
Like, I can't lie. Obviously, I was unemployed, but money
you
was
had
still coming.
Time.
But I had time. So I was literally out. Like this time last year, mm-hmm. I'm out back to back. Probably every day or every 2 days.
You're out.
I'm out.
Meeting people at events is a thing, you know. I said this
yeah,
like two
people,
pods ago.
It depends on the event. I feel like day party vibes, yes. But
so what,
at clubs, the club.
This is the second time I'm hearing this.
No, do you know what? I was for meeting people at the club, but now I'm against just because.
Why? You know the nature of why people are at clubs.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know what you want from me.
What's the difference between that and
a lot of guys want to take people home.
What's the difference? I don't understand. What's the difference
it's
between
a
that
day party.
A, bro, you can get taken
home. You
can get taken home
in the middle of the day.
The day party's finished at like 10.
The club finishes at 4 a.m.
It doesn't matter. It's the same thing. You can
I
get,
know you want to take me to your house.
You can get taken home wherever. So I don't understand what a day
the
party.
The club is just a different type of scene. I don't really entertain people I meet at the club. Just because I just don't. A day party is different. I might.
So a day party, it might run. They put,
yeah, maybe not my husband, but a little
what?
A little fling, you know.
I said she's really outside.
I told you it's single summer.
Single summer. Fuck
we're single.
Hell,
we're not entertaining niggas
at all.
No.
You know what's so crazy? These are the girls that say stuff like this and then just end up in love at the end of this, bruv.
Oh my dear.
Your karma is loading, din, din, din.
Impossible.
What? Keep saying single summer. You'll be surprised. Niggas gonna come and take you away, bruv. Off the
I feel sorry for that guy.
Off the
I'm so sorry.
You feel sorry for him?
I really
why?
Do.
Off the streets.
I'm not the one.
For real.
Which is worse, physical or emotional cheating?
You tell me.
I can't lie to you. Emotional cheating.
Why is it worse?
Because you have feelings for this person. If you're having sex with them, you're just fucking them.
So you don't mind a guy that's just gone out and he's had a little fling?
Either way, I'm ending it with you.
But the emotional is worse.
Emotional is worse because you genuinely have a connection with that person. You had a connection with me. Now you have a connection with someone else.
Yeah.
If you're, sometimes sex is just sex.
Friends.
In so many instances, like even for me, I can separate sex
I don't
from
believe
emotion.
That. I don't believe that. Women say this all the time, man.
Do
I don't
you know
believe
what?
It. Stop chatting
hand
shit.
Hand on my heart.
Stop doing
like,
that. Don't
hand
lie on the pod.
On my heart.
People watch this. People listen to this podcast.
My God.
People listen to this pod. Don't do that. Don't do
no,
that.
No, hand on my heart to my God. I can have sex and not have any feelings for someone.
How? I don't. I hate women.
No, do you know what?
Women need to stop doing this,
no,
bro.
I'm not
bro.
Even,
because
I
they
swear
say,
to God, I'm not
they
even
say
joking.
This. They say this and then.
They fall in love.
Yes.
I'm so
yes.
sorry.
You tell me, oh, yeah.
I can have sex with you and never talk to you ever again.
You tell me, oh, yeah.
Hand
like,
on my heart.
You know, it is what it is. Like, I promise. Like, we both know what it is. And three strokes in, this baby's in love.
No, but do you know what? That's the thing. Because three strokes in, I'm not feeling anything. So how do you think I'm going to fall in love with you?
Hey, what's going on here? What's going on here? What has happened? What?
No, three strokes in, it's nothing. I can't even feel anything. You think I'm going to fall in love with you?
Fizz.
I feel like you can fall in love with certain, if it's really good, but more time, men don't even know what they're doing.
Who told you this?
How can you tell a woman, huh?
Who told you men don't know what they're doing? Is this are you speaking of experience? Because you're speaking of your experiences.
I'm speaking from experience and from what
no,
others have experienced.
No.
I'm so sorry.
Speak for you.
Women, only. It's our time. Let's speak up. Men don't, most men don't know what they're doing.
They don't know what they're doing.
They don't. you have to teach them, and I can only do so much. I'm not trying to take you seriously, I'm not going to teach you, so I'm not even going to bother telling you, and you'll never see me again.
I mean, I would like to believe in my gender that a lot of us know what we're doing, because I don't know what niggas are on, bruv.
I feel like you don't talk about it with each other, but you're struggling sexually.
Who?
I feel like it's not something you'd want to tell your boys.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Who told you this?
I just feel like it's not something you'd want to tell your boys. That's why you don't talk about it. But us females, we will tell each other, he's not doing what he needs to do. It's not embarrassing.
Like, if you're having days or months where like, I don't know the friendship I've got, bro. Like, if you're struggling there, more time there's always going to be a reason.
Yeah,
it's either you can't handle what's in front of you, you're nervous.
Sometimes it's not even about handling or nervousness. You just don't know the right capacity.
Yeah, then it's a learning thing, isn't it? You just got the more.
Yeah, but sometimes I don't want to learn with you.
No, I'm just saying learning in the sense where you just got to be able to like ask the man. I'm like, bro, I'm not gonna lie, like, oh, fucking hell, that's brazy. Asking man for tips is crazy.
But I'm
saying if you've got a very strong friendship unit, that wouldn't be a problem. Just ask the man, like, yo, bro, I'm not gonna lie, like.
No, it happened though. One guy told me. He told his friend.
There you go. So there's nothing wrong with it.
And I was like, oh, okay.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But I don't say the guys don't know what they're doing.
But you know what? For me, sex and feelings is so different for me.
I don't think you're.
I will like you because I genuinely like you, and then sex is like a bonus.
So your ability.
I don't catch feelings from sex.
Your ability to separate the two. Why do you think that's so easy for you? Because a lot of women say that it's easy, and I don't believe this.
Because men just. I don't know what to say, but I can separate it. Like, I've obviously had things and I've never seen them again because I don't care.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean? I can separate. If I like you, I genuinely like you, and sex is a bonus. And then if you're like, if you know how to fuck, then you know how to fuck. Fair enough. You're like, okay, that's good. But feelings don't need to be involved.
So
like,
have you been in a position where you've liked somebody who doesn't know how to fuck?
Yeah.
Shy.
My first.
Okay. That's different though.
I know. Like, it wasn't great, but I really liked him.
Well, that's different. That's your first. Like, you can pardon that. I'm talking about after that. You can pardon that. You can pardon that.
Have I liked someone and they didn't know what they were doing? After my first, I didn't really catch feelings like that.
Shy.
After my first, the only guy I caught feelings for was the short guy. And he was amazing.
So he was amazing,
but he was short. But he was short and insecure. So that just doesn't mix. But after him, it was just separation. I haven't caught feelings again. That's actually very sad.
No, I don't think it is. I mean, is it intentional? Do you not want to catch feelings? Is that your mindset?
I do, but people just don't do it.
It's not a bad thing.
Would you date someone who dated your friend? No.
So this is how you block.
There's too many people in the world.
This is how you block your blessings, bruv.
There's too many people in the world for you to date someone that dated your friend.
The person that dated your friend might actually be your husband, bro. You never know.
There could be other people blocking your blessings, man. At least 10% of the people in the world could be your husband.
You're blocking your blessings.
You would.
It depends the capacity they dated in, I'll be wrong.
Okay, they've been together for 2 years, had sex, everything. Go. Your friend, by the way, your boy, his ex that he fucked and he was with for 2 years.
Thank you for elaborating.
Met parents, huh? Everything.
Thank you for elaborating.
You're gonna date her. Go.
I'll be real, she's gotta be very, very, very special for me to overlook that. But it could run. I'm not saying no, because you never know what happens.
That's your friend's ex.
Yeah, but what's the window between them like separating and me meeting her?
Let me do a short, because I want to know other people's views. So, for example, what if you just dated, you weren't in a relationship, but they were just talking. However, they did have sex.
Yeah, that's fine.
You would speak to her.
I've been in a position where somebody that I was talking to was seeing a friend of mine, and I don't know if they had sex.
But I mean, your friend, like your boy.
Yeah, he was my boy.
So you guys don't care about stuff like that.
I mean, I didn't go into it thinking it would be anything serious.
You actually had feelings for this girl.
Oh, no, he didn't have feelings for her.
Yeah, but I'm talking about them genuinely having feelings for her. Would you still date her?
Are the feelings gone?
Of course they've
That's my, I'm good to go. What's my problem?
Wow, guys are different.
Yeah, what's the issue, bruv?
Because I feel like us women, we wouldn't do it.
Nah, I'm steady, bruv. Thing. If it's a consensus between the both of us where it's like, it's fine, there's no issues, there's not none whatsoever, then yeah, it's cool. I just feel like it depends on the capacity. Like, how intimate were they? Like, for example, if they've dated for a long time, 2 years, a year plus,
yeah, that is,
you know, that's crazy. Like, obviously, you got to step down. But if it's a thing where they've seen each other, it didn't work out, you know, a month or 2 months, or maybe a week or 2 weeks, whatever, then yeah, that's calm, man. That's it. And it depends what you're there for. If you're just there because you're like the vibe, cool. If you're trying to take it seriously, you might want to consider.
But then if he told you he's not trying to take her serious, would you take her serious?
That he's not trying to take her seriously?
Yeah.
What's his reason though? If it's a thing where he's not ready, then yeah. And if I feel like she's showing me something, I just say never. So
would
say
you
never.
Take someone serious that your friend didn't take serious?
Yeah, if they're showing me something that I like, that like I fuck with, it could go there. I just don't say I never say never because it could happen. Yeah, it could happen.
Interesting. If you're in a relationship, is it okay to keep possessions from an ex? Yeah.
Like what though? What are we keeping?
Like, if I have like a jumper from my ex, do you have a problem with that?
I don't think I would. I don't think that's the issue.
It's fine. Or like a present. Like maybe
I think the only thing might happen, the only thing, I don't have a problem with anything, but the only thing I feel like some people, some guys would have issues with would probably be stuff like
rings.
Yeah. No, not even rings. I'm talking about like sentimental stuff. Like
what?
Like, I don't know, maybe like a special card or
a car.
Special card.
Oh, okay.
Or like,
I feel like stuff like that I wouldn't keep.
What's mad ex? Sentimental? Maybe you got a, you know, like a,
I'm thinking, I don't know what's sentimental. Like a promise ring.
Yeah, that might be sentimental as well.
Yeah, a promise ring or like a watch.
I feel like that's what some men would have issues with. Me personally, I don't have an issue with anything overall.
Because I mean, they're gone. It's just, yeah, the past is like
the past. Yeah, the past is the past. But then again, would you have a problem if I kept something that was belonged to somebody else?
It depends on what it is. What is it?
A couple of trainers she got me.
That's fine.
Oh, okay. She got me a neck. She got me a necklace, or she got me like a
link, a Cuban link.
Cuban that's link fine. Or keep a chain. That, so what would not be fine?
Probably like letters and like that's cards a and letters. Stuff. Like, why do you even need that? I'm here.
Yeah,
like,
it's filling up space in my drawer, isn't it?
Huh? Like, I'm here now. You don't need to talk. You don't need to remember.
You're filling up space in my drawer.
No, I would definitely have a problem with that.
What, with a card?
Yeah. Letters, cards, because we don't need that.
Grow up, man. It's fine.
But you're done.
So, the card is there. I like the card. I like the way it looks.
Well, we're not together anymore then.
Oh, so enough, because of the card. Yeah. That's crazy. Crazy. Crazy sentence. Go on, read another one.
Is bad sex a deal breaker for you? Yes. Yeah. It depends. No, it doesn't depend. I feel like it depends.
Can I ask you a question? What constitutes as bad sex? I'm actually intrigued.
Me not getting any pleasure from it.
That's bad sex.
Yeah.
Obviously, but like, okay, fair enough. Yeah, I guess so.
Like, just, I'm not enjoying it. I don't enjoy it.
Okay. Fair enough.
I feel like that. Is it a deal breaker? Because I feel like other stuff can make up for it.
If you don't reach orgasm, do you think that's still a problem for you? Like, you might
no,
be enjoying
it. Because like most people I meet, I don't anyway.
Oh men, God. What is going on here, bro?
But I feel like men in general, it's never gonna happen. You're never gonna come from sex, ever.
As a woman?
Yeah. So it's, yeah, so maybe in that
I'll
aspect,
be real, I don't know what kind of niggas you
in
mean.
In that
still,
aspect,
I'll be
it's
real.
Not a deal breaker for me then.
What
I've
is,
never,
what
I've
the,
never come
from what
ever.
Is, are you being serious?
From sex, no, but from head, yeah.
But you've never come from sex, like, yeah.
Never in my life.
First.
I mean, sometimes I've enjoyed it, but I've never come, ever. I'm yet to meet someone. I might marry that person if they haven't, yeah.
Ah, fuck it up, bro. So just not enjoying it obviously will constitute as bad sex. That's the only thing that will make it bad.
Yeah, but I feel like some stuff.
Some I'm pretty sure there are other things that would make it
that's
bad.
That would make it bad.
Apart from obviously you not actually enjoying yourself, but let's say you were enjoying yourself, but would there, if you're enjoying yourself, but
okay,
there are other
that's
things.
True. Other things can make it bad. Like maybe it hurts and they're just doing a really bad job.
They're doing the most.
But I would teach them. If I like them, I'll teach them.
But if you don't like them, you're not teaching.
No. You just have to go.
Boy.
that's what the whole feelings thing as well. You can separate it, because if it's not good, why do you think I will like see you again?
I think a lot of time I speak for myself. A lot of times, I think in experiences where I've had like where it's been shitty.
But I know for you.
Well, what do you know? What do you know for me?
I know it's a deal breaker for you.
What's the deal?
You know, for a fact, I know for a man, it's definitely a deal breaker.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
There's no way.
Definitely is, like if it's crap. But then again, there are instances where it's teachable, but it depends how much patience you have.
I feel like for women.
But I'm the type of person, it has to click from the jump. Okay, if it doesn't. But
let me ask you a question. Have you ever had bad sex?
Yeah, I have. I've had some.
With a woman?
Yeah, I've had some. But it's more so the fact that.
So you didn't bust?
Not yeah, even that. See, no.
Then it's not bad.
Are you
then
crazy? So what? Because you orgasmed. Are you all right? So because I'm nutting, that makes it that's fine. Just because.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
You nutted.
It doesn't take much for niggas to nut. You know, niggas are out here.
I don't know what type.
Cock on.
Not the type of niggas I fuck with.
Bro, niggas are out here cocking hand and they're nutting, bruv. It doesn't take that. I'm saying more so the vibe of like knowing what you're doing. Or it just doesn't
that's
bang.
Sad.
Yeah, there's been instances where,
as a woman, I'm disappointed.
Like there was, I think I told this on the pod. There was a particular time. I think we were in a hotel, and like the vibe just wasn't right because I felt like she felt like we had to do it because of the setting that we were in, and I was like, it doesn't have to run. Like if it doesn't have to run, it doesn't have to run. Like it's calm.
Yeah.
Like we just enjoy ourselves, we can chat, TV's on, we can talk. But she felt like because of the setting we're in, something's gotta like kick off, innit? So from then, it's just like the mood's not right, it's not hitting. Yeah, man, it's awful.
Did you talk to her again?
After that day, no, we didn't speak again still, bro. No,
why?
We didn't speak again.
Was it that bad?
The first time was very good, the second time, no, it was dead. It was terrible. And I just feel like, yeah, man. But I think that's because she kind of knew and I kind of knew. So I was just like, yeah, man, this can't run. But then who knows? No, hopefully. Might see her, might speak to her.
But is that like a deal breaker for you then?
Bad sex, yeah, it is. If it's terrible, there's only so much patience a man can have, I'll be real. After that, bro, come on, man. Like, what's going on here?
I mean, I know it is for me, but other stuff can make up for it. For women anyway.
What can make up for it?
Money.
What the fuck? So if your sex is bad but he's giving you money, you're fine. Do you know what we call that?
No.
Do you know what we call that?
Don't do that.
Do you know what we call that? It's called prostitution.
No.
That's what you call that.
No, because
what the fuck is going on here, bro?
I can teach you during that time that you're spending money. Yeah.
This is crazy.
No, but like, as in... Okay, it's a deal breaker, girl. It's a deal breaker for me.
Don't stick to your guns. If the money
makes deal breaker,
if the money makes up for it, it's fine. Stick to your guns, man.
No, because sometimes I'm gonna wanna, you know what I mean.
You're gonna wanna what?
Be intimate, and then if I'm not enjoying it, what are you gonna send me to? On what are you gonna fly me out? Or you're gonna buy me a bag? It's not enough for me.
Fair enough. I'm gonna read the next one. Oh my days.
What do you consider to be husband/wife benefits? Should these benefits be given while dating?
What's a wife benefit?
What's a wife benefit?
I mean, a lot of women say they don't like cooking for niggas unless they're calf, which is stupid. But I guess that's one thing that's a wife benefit.
I feel like wife benefits and girlfriend benefits are quite similar. The only thing is...
It's kind of like, what would you do for someone that you probably wouldn't do unless you're in a relationship with them? What do you think is not something that you'd want to give away off the cuff? Because I had this conversation, I had this on the pod a few episodes back.
My thing, that's what I mean. It's complicated for me. If I'm seeing a guy, it's different from me being in a relationship. I can't lie. If I'm in a relationship, then I fuck with you. So
fierce.
I'm going to cook for you. If we were to live with each other in a relationship, I'm going to clean the house. I'm going to take care of everything. I'm gonna do wife duties, but that's because I'm with you.
This sound like. What's going on? All right.
Yeah, but that's if I'm in a relationship. If I'm seeing you,
talk your shit. Yeah, but this is the difference, though. Why are we picking and choosing what to give? Like,
okay, but I'm seeing you're not my man. I'm so sorry. You don't get those benefits. If we're talking about relationship and being a wife,
so you're gonna withhold all of this until you 100%. Get in a relationship.
If we're talking about being in a relationship and being a wife, I think it's similar, but. The only difference is when you're married, there's certain vows that you take.
Oh, right.
And then sometimes when people are in a relationship, they don't live together.
Okay.
When you're married, you do live together. So like your husband and wife, and then cooking has to be regular, cleaning has to be regular. All these things in a relationship isn't regular. Okay. It's once in a while.
So what do you think are wife material stuff that you think you wouldn't probably exhibit until you got cuffed?
Like being a wife.
What's a wife?
For me, I'll be honest, I've never been in a relationship before.
Okay, first. But if you were
one
to get into
relationship, her, but ages ago. Like
if you were 20, to get into one, what's something that you probably wouldn't do until you got into that relationship?
Nothing.
So you're cooking for a nigga, like if you've met somebody, you can cook.
Nothing. Them. If I'm in a relationship with you, I'll help you out.
But that's what I'm saying. So before the relationship, like cooking.
If I'm seeing you.
Cooking, for example, would you cook for what you're saying?
Why am I cooking for you? You're not my man.
What's going on here, bruv?
But you're not my man. Maybe I can
so
get,
I've got, I've
I'll
got
cook
be your,
for us.
I've got to be your.
I cook for us.
But it's the same thing.
I might cook for us like once or something, but more time I'm not doing all of that shit. I'm sorry, you're not my man. We're not in a relationship.
They gotta change that, man.
Why?
They gotta change that.
So you don't want to cuff me, but you want me to be cooking and cleaning for you?
It's not about not, it's not about not cuffing you. It's more so the idea of like,
I just feel like it's unnecessary to withhold all of that early on.
Like it doesn't make any sense.
But I feel like you don't deserve that yet until we're in a relationship. Those are benefits. You don't get those benefits until you cuff me, until you're serious about me.
Fair enough, I guess.
It's as simple as.
Anyways, last card.
How about you? Like
me
in
personally,
in terms of a man, what wouldn't you do unless you were married to someone? Men, but I feel like you lot are provided. You need to do that.
Just I feel like I don't really see anything that I probably wouldn't do off the cuff. I mean, maybe like I feel like dating wise, I don't think I'm taking her out often unless like I fuck with you and then like,
unless you're in a relationship.
No. Unless like I fuck with you heavy to the point where like this is what I want. Like I want a relationship with you, so I'm taking you out because I want to get to know you and stuff like that. But just and I hate when women are like demanding of shit because it tells me that this is not something that you're used to anyways. Like when you ask me to take you out or ask me to do this and do that, it sounds like it's something that you're not used to.
No, but sometimes women do that because they are used to that though.
No, because if you're asking for it, you would already expect it. And then if it's not shown, then you'll be like, okay. But if you're asking for it off the cuff, then that tells me that you're not used to it.
I mean, do women do that? They ask to take them out.
Yes, they do. Oh yeah, like, okay, take me out. I'm like, bro, what's going on here? Like, I was going to do that anyways.
That's why it's single summer. We don't do that. We don't ask niggas to take us out.
Oh my days.
That's weird though. So women do that. Yeah, like, take me out.
A lot of women do that all the time.
I feel like if you're not taking me out, you need to go.
Boy.
Because that means you don't
what,
really.
Why does that tell you that? Don't fuck with you.
Because that means you don't want to see me.
Because I'm not taking you out.
Yeah, because you're going to want to get to know me.
So what's wrong with us like just hanging?
Hanging where? Where are we hanging? Where are you hanging? You what's, live with your mom.
What's so going on here? Hey, Uber, calm down, man.
Are we going to your house? Like,
calm down.
You need to take me out on dates to get to know me, right?
I don't think that's the only way we get to know someone.
Okay, so how else are we going to get to know each other? You're going to text me.
Yeah, we text. We see each other.
See each other doing what?
Just chilling.
So you link up with me to just chill. What in the park?
I feel like the dating scene in the UK is so like so heavy. Like everyone makes things bare serious, bro.
No, because men are useless.
What are you talking about? Calm down.
Men do not. You don't know how to do. You just.
You don't
know
the
proper thing.
The proper what?
How to date. Men don't know how to date. From first date is house. Come to my house. No, we need to go out, get to know each other more. You just want me in the bed. And I'm not bedmate.
Say swear.
There's one guy I was talking to.
Good.
We literally went out like three, four dates. I was like, wow, like you really made it. Cause normally I'd go on one date with a guy and it's like, nah, you're not my type. The vibe is off, everything. Are you on Hinge?
I was 2 years ago. Now I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dating apps for me, I don't know, man. I feel like you can't really meet anyone serious on a dating app.
It depends. I've met two people.
I don't know, but serious, like a serious thing. I don't think people intentionally go on dating apps to be serious.
Do you think?
What? Niggas held to the no.
Okay, you're going to make me delete Hinge now.
You think guys are on there to be serious? I mean, okay, no. Let me not deter you 100%. Cause some niggas,
I'm gonna delete. It's summer anyway. It's summer anyway.
Some niggas might actually be on there to find like love, but bro, I'm not gonna lie to you. More time, niggas are there. They're trying to fuck, bro. Simple. Like, this is why I was reading a book last week, and it was basically saying, like, one of the reasons why obviously the dating scene is so turn that to you. Yeah, one of the reasons why the, like, dating is such a problem is because, like, it's so accessible. Like, yeah, we have so many, there's so many people that are accessible. So it's like, because of the amount of choice you have, it's like your intentions now become watered because there's always the next best thing.
Yeah.
Do you get it? So your eyes are always wandering, like, whatever. So
me too, I'm greedy. Like, if Jesus I see Christ, one thing, bro. I see another thing, I'm like, I want that as well.
So that's just your issue. So yeah, on dating apps, yeah, bro, I'll be real. Nah.
Yeah,
Niggas are not on there to find love, bro.
Okay, I'm definitely deleting Hinge now.
Why? Are you on there to find love?
It's summer, so not really, but after summer, maybe.
Good luck to you, bro.
But I feel like I'm, to be fair, my sister downloaded Hinge because she's not really an outside person like I am. So I'm more, I like to go out, I like to meet people, stuff. So I don't feel like I could have Hinge, but more time, if I go out, I meet people anyways. So like, I'm indifferent, but I just wanted something that would be off the bat. We're dating, we want to get to know each other thing. And I thought, like, that's what Hinge was. There was one person I did meet from Hinge, and
it was lovely.
But he kept love bombing me.
What the fuck is a love?
What's red
love,
flag for me?
Love bombing.
Like, love bombing me. Like, always on me.
Like, compliments.
Always complimenting me. Always wanting to talk to me. Always being on me. Everything.
Women don't. They don't. Bro, pick your poison.
We don't like it. I don't. I personally don't like it. And he was a Gemini, so I wasn't surprised.
Don't come in. You know, don't come in with that star sign.
Oh my days. Wait. What's your star sign?
Chill.
What's your star sign?
Relax. Yeah.
When's your birthday?
I'm born in December, so you tell me.
I'm December as well.
I'm the 12th.
Oh, you're Sag. I'm December 23rd. I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah.
I mean, we kind of get along. My sister's a Sag as well. Oh,
God, please. Enough.
I'm not sure about compatibility and stuff, though, when it comes to Sag. I have to look it up.
Anyways, before we go, this is a chance for you to plug yourself. Let everybody know what you're up to.
I'm social, but I'm not that social. But you can catch me on Instagram at Ricky Anicare.
Yes, sir.
Snapchat at Ricky Anicare. Twitter at Ricky Anicare.
Plug in the whole nine.
Yeah, everything's the same. but
anything,
yeah.
You're working on projects you've got going on?
Like, coming out of uni, I'm gonna go more into acting.
Nice.
Working on projects and stuff with my local theater. I want to start, like, doing projects, directing stuff like that. But yeah, just watch my socials and you'll figure it out. Like, see what I'm up to.
All right, but yeah, man, yeah. That's Real Soul for episode 83. And yeah, no, it's 84 actually. I'm bugging. Yeah, fucking hell. But yeah, man, that's a wrap. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Yeah.
Catch you guys next week.
Bye.